bang 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 bang. All right, a little bit of different intro there.
That'll be it.
Episode 28, Men of the Cave podcast.
28.
Yes.
Damn, we're almost to 30.
28.
Oh man.
28. Once you hit 30, you go downhill.
So if you haven't noticed, for people that have listened to this podcast,
we for probably all these, sound a whole lot better. Honestly.
Correct. For all these episodes, we had a slight issue with the mics.
Slight technical
that
issue.
It took 27 episodes to figure out, but I finally figured it out. So you should not hear people sounding like they're far away. You shouldn't hear people sounding like
production values have increased.
Yeah, production value has gotten better. I mean, I'm looking at the levels here and I'm just like, man, they're like all over the place.
We got a new sponsor, huge guys. Difference. Levels, Jerry, levels.
Moving on.
I hope we don't sound too loud though. Let's just make sure we talk in our normal voices.
This is our normal.
Because I know whenever we're talking a little bit high, it's kind of spiking.
Yeah. What kind of other voice would there be?
So.
I don't know.
So we got. I think we have a pretty good.
Yo boo boo.
A good topics for tonight. I think we actually picked a good day to record because that Game of Thrones trailer for season seven dropped.
Mm-hmm. Dropped.
Today.
Dropped it like it was hot. Yeah. It was.
And it was awesome.
Nope. John didn't like it. John doesn't like anything.
No, I like everything.
I like it a lot.
Lies.
John likes it.
There's too many games in Game of Thrones.
No, there's not enough.
It's because John likes to play the games. Yeah. When you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die.
Yeah, that's it.
Very interesting.
Game of Thrones is musical chairs, but for toilets. So like somebody has to, you know, just poop on the floor.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah,
that's not a game you want to loot. Where,
no, you have to poop yourself.
Okay. So we were talking a lot about Game of Thrones already. We haven't even got to the topic yet. So what else are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about?
We also saw the new Spider-Man trailer.
Spider-Man Homecoming coming out soon. John, what else are we going to talk about, John?
What? I zoned out the new Uncharted.
Right? That Uncharted movie. The movie. What else? What else? What do we have on that? We haven't talked about a game in a long time.
Oh, yeah. Destiny 2.
Woo, Destiny 2. Go. I've never played it.
Two's of Destiny.
Really good.
I played the first one.
It's better playing on PlayStation, though, honestly.
Dang.
Honestly. We also have... They're going to reboot Resident Evil. We're going to talk about how we feel about that.
Like the movie?
The movies.
They just got done with the series not too long ago, right?
But you know, we're going to talk about that in a little while.
Yeah, it was the final final movie, which is not the final movie now.
Yeah.
They recently said that Infinity War is going to have a mysterious character, a fan-pleasing character, but nobody knows who it is.
It's going to be Yoda.
Yeah.
It's going to be Yoda.
That would be legit. Good man. We have...
Maybe Mark Hamill.
We're going to go ahead and kick off the first topic. It's kind of something we talked about last week, which was the Justice League, you know, that it was in trouble. There was reshoots and stuff. Well, we just found out, I guess, like 4 days ago, that Zack Snyder's officially stepping away from the movie.
Him and his wife.
She was a producer. He was the director and a producer.
Yeah.
It's in post-production right now. But unfortunately, something I guess a lot of people didn't know about, where they were keeping it quiet, was that his daughter, I think she was 20 years old, committed suicide. So in March.
Yeah,
wow.
So he figured going right back into work would like make him like forget about it or kind of be like therapeutic
the heating,
for him.
Yeah, but he couldn't do it.
The job's just too demanding.
He has like seven other kids.
Yeah.
Or six. He has a lot of kids.
Damn.
And he just said him and his family couldn't do it anymore, so... They step back away from it, and so Joss Whedon's gonna take over, and Joss Whedon, directed the first Avengers movie.
Avengers.
Yeah. So
he's the backup quarterback for Dallas. No,
he's like
it's Brandon Whedon.
So not that Zack Snyder would ever listen to this. I don't think he would. Maybe one day he will if we can get there, but. You know, condolences from us to him, you know, for the loss of a child.
We're sorry to hear that.
Yeah, very sorry to hear that. And hope he
gets the healing that he needs in his time of need. So now that we transition from the sad part of it, let's talk about, are we excited about Joss Whedon taking over, seeing what he's done with the Avengers?
He's got a good track record.
Yeah, for sure. You can't. So if it comes down to it, then like the directing's good, it doesn't always mean it's gonna be a good movie, though.
That
so
is true.
Like
it might be a clash.
If it, yeah, it's gonna be a good. I think from the director's point of view, it's gonna be good. I mean, they're gonna do what they can. I'm pretty sure they've heard fans complain about it. I mean, multiple people complain. So I mean, if they don't learn from this mistake, like I say prior. It's just like this is gonna be the end of DC comic movies.
Well, he's already slated to direct Batgirl.
Batgirl.
So he was already getting into that DC universe. What do you think, Gil?
I'm just wondering. It's gonna be like where Batman versus Superman, where like all these last minute changes and stuff, different directors technically, right?
Like, yeah, but they're saying that it's in post production and that. He already knows where it's going, so he's just going to continue in that direction because it's just
finishing Zack's vision, basically.
Basically, yeah.
He's not putting his stuff on it.
I really don't think that Zack Snyder was the problem with Batman vs. Superman.
I think usually when it comes to stuff like that, it's the production crew that's usually the big problem right there.
You know? I think the problem was the management, the corporate ones that, we want to make it a little bit more funny, or we want to, you can't let people do what they're going to do.
Right, like how they did with, was it Superman, The Return of Superman, how they gave it to Kevin Smith, or they wanted him to do it, and then they tried to make all these changes, they told him to do it in a certain way, and he was like, okay, I'll do my best that I can, and that's how it all kind of fell apart with these higher-ups kind of screwing everything up.
Yeah, if you're referring to that, the Superman Lives,
right? That's what
documentary it's called. Yeah. I just actually saw it this past weekend on Sunday or Monday. I'd seen it before. That's the infamous Nicolas Cage who was going to play Superman.
I thought it was that's like a Tim Burton version.
That's what it was. Tim Burton.
Yeah. Tim Burton was going to direct.
Oh, okay.
Was going to direct it, but they had originally Kevin Smith had been brought on to write it. He was going to write the screenplay
They pretty much stepped in and said, nah,
something John Peters or something. Yeah, he was basically like one of the producers.
I think I was pissing me off.
And he was saying that he needed polar bears to defend Superman. He's like, dude, like Superman, you don't need anybody to defend him.
In his Fortress of Solitude.
Yes. That was a really, it seemed like Tim Burton had some really good ideas. He was going to make like Brainiac into like a spider, like have a cloak on, but underneath he was like a spider.
Nice.
That'd like be a spider body. And it had like his head and they had all these beasts from all over the galaxy, like aliens in the back of the ship. I think Brainiac's ship was going to look like a skull, like a spaceship.
Dope.
And
dope.
Superman, I think they were actually going to do like the death of Superman.
They were going to incorporate
all of that. Yeah. So, nice. Because I believe they had a doomsday in there.
Nice.
It looked like it, and honestly, the Nicolas Cage didn't look bad as Superman because the costume that they had made for him was kind of
he looked kind of bulky.
Kind of yoked up.
Yeah.
To use John's word.
Yoked.
Without the white. The white's just the yolk.
Just the yolk.
A little salt and pepper on it. Oh, I'm talking about food. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm starting to get hungry now.
I know. And so, I don't know. I don't know if that movie would have done good, but I do know with Justice League they have a chance right now. I know they're planning on Wonder Woman to do really well. It looks pretty cool. It's already getting pretty good reviews from people that have seen it in the press. So we're just going to have to wait and see if it pans out. But I think Joss Whedon might be a good thing for it. We'll have to see. It's kind of that uncertain. You're at that point where you've seen two bad things.
I think they're already at the point of like no return right
now. Oh, yeah, they definitely are.
Of course.
I don't think whatever Joss Whedon's going to do, he's not going to have a big like a super big impact because it's already been recorded,
They're just doing the reshoot, so whatever it is already going to be what it's going to be pretty much.
He's just in charge more of the
hopefully
hits.
It's not like the Suicide Squad where I forgot what happened, but somebody stepped down and the original director stepped down and then somebody else came to fill in the place. fill in the shoes, and they were saying that you can tell there was two different styles on top of that.
They can't do any worse, basically.
True. Yeah, it's got, but you know, they're
they can only go up from here.
Definitely. And man, if they happen to make a worse Justice League movie than any, that it would be crazy. But I don't like the way they're doing it. But they definitely have a chance to get people on board and to at least hang with them until they can get it together.
You still think they're gonna make Aquaman a bitch?
Well, they didn't pick a guy to play him that looks like a bitch.
They definitely don't look like a bitch. Better they gonna make him a bitch.
That guy will kill us all with one hand.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll look. I don't think he's gonna be a bitch.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not too. But
well, they have little.
He looks pretty badass.
Yeah, they have those little clips from the preview that make him seem like a badass.
Because he's everybody's punching bag in the comics.
True.
All right, we'll see on that one.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to. That's a wait and see approach, but it's coming up pretty soon.
Yeah. Well, Wonder Woman first and then that, yeah.
Yeah.
So right after Wonder Woman, we have Spider-Man comes out.
Yeah.
Or Spider-Man comes out. No, Wonder Woman comes out first, and then Spider-Man comes out.
Spider-Man.
Is it July 5th?
Spider-Man's July, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
So we saw the new Spider-Man trailer. I saw the international version and the U.S. version, and they were different.
Really?
Yeah, yes, they were different for sure.
They were different for sure. I posted them on the thing.
I saw the first one.
Come on, guys.
Are you talking like in Chinese?
Come on, guys. Yeah. Come on, guys.
I saw him.
I got to give it to you know.
Let's watch it right now.
The podcast is the guys. I love everyone that's ever been on it, but y'all are all funny. Gil, I can count on him to be here all the time, every podcast. Hot Sauce, mm-hmm. I know he's reading our research material in our little thread every day. He even posts some funny stuff.
Yeah, thank
you. I can always count on John to school us on DC stuff.
Resident DC.
And to hate almost everything. And, you know, when Steven comes, he has a... Obviously, Steven's not here tonight. So he always has some good things to talk about. We'll get him in soon. He's got a lot. He's got some very important things. He's got a...
I'm curious if he's already finished reading Thrawn.
That he's got going on, so...
He probably has.
Being an adult, a responsible adult, so...
He's adulting.
So you get in here when you can, brother. We always have my lap's always open for you to sit on. So since we went right into the topics, I just wanted to get that off the bat because I felt really bad about that about Zack Snyder and his daughter, and I just wanted to say that we have Gil here. Obviously, you heard him. We have Hot Sauce.
Sauce is boss.
We have Johnny Danger back.
The one and only.
Oh, were you here last week, Johnny?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, yeah. So he's back. Couldn't even remember. Go ahead and laugh. You should have seen Hot Sauce's face.
My head was going to explode.
And of course, the hardest working man in the Men of the K podcast.
Mark Hamill. He's here. All right.
It's Yoda. It's Yoda. Yeah, Mark Hamill's here again. Shut up. That's why I'm glad you're sitting there because Gilbert's head is blocking him. I have to watch him.
Oh. He's going to scoot him over a little bit.
You know what's interesting? There was some Star Wars stuff that came out.
Vanity Fair.
Fair magazine shoot had a lot of pictures on there. There's had cool stuff on Benicio del Toro's character, who they won't even say anything about yet. They had Laura Dern's character. She is like an admiral in the.
Well, they said he's going to be like a Han Solo type.
Yeah,
Benicio.
Yeah, he looks like a little shady dude.
I call him Benicio. We're friends.
Benicio.
Benny. You just call him Benicio.
The
Benicio. He's Italian.
What's up, B? The Ben. What's up, B?
What's up, B?
BT.
BT.
Butt tumor? No, BT.
Would it be BDT?
BDT. But.
Del Toro?
Oh, yeah, I guess, but the Del Silent.
The Del Silent.
They also showed off a really nice photo of Eric's best friend, Mark Hamill, hugging Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher, yeah, I saw that.
It was a nice little picture. I mean, in red. Now that you know what's crazy is you look at it now. That she's gone, and it just, I don't know, it has like, almost like if it was planned, because like how good of the picture looks. They're hugging each other like a brother and sister would.
Yeah. Almost as much chemistry as this picture that's next to me right here.
What, the picture of the toilet bowl and the doo-doo in it?
Well, yes. It could be anything.
That much chemistry.
Nobody can see what we're talking about right now, so this literally can be
anything. But really excited about that. I'm actually surprised that they're still being so tight-lipped about it. But supposedly, we talked about it last week, it's got a secret or a some kind of
earth-shattering
revelation twist that's bigger than... Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we did. What would y'all say it was? That was the thing.
I don't... I mean, we were just saying if there could ever be something that earth-shattering...
They're a clone of somebody.
Father's something roommate, ex-roommate.
All I know is if you say something like that, it better be earth-shattering.
Yeah.
It better not be no little weak thing like, Yoda came back from the grave or something.
Something dry like that.
Yoda's the dad.
Yeah. Yoda the pappy.
Yoda the dad. So that's really all we got for Star Wars news, though. I mean, we talked about it last week.
Every week we talked about.
Hey, yeah. I love Star Wars. This is like a Star Wars man cave.
The fans expect Star Wars every week.
Oh, definitely. If you're listening to this and you don't like listening to Star Wars every week, then this might be the wrong podcast for you. Just saying.
This isn't the podcast you're looking for.
No, it isn't.
These are not the podcast. Yeah.
You know what else ended? Flash.
Did it?
Did you watch the episode?
Oh no, I was gonna watch it right now, but then
I'm gonna spoil it for you then.
No.
No! Come on, hot sauce, really?
No.
I think I read something about like they revealed who a certain character was.
What do we say all the time when we come on this podcast to our listeners?
Revealed whatever.
If you're that much of a nerd and you haven't watched it yet.
Has it been 24 hours? Actually, it's been exactly 24 hours.
All right, well, you know what? I'm going to ask John a couple of questions. John.
Yes.
What is the infinite crisis, the crisis on infinite earths?
It's where...
It's not the one that I'm reading right now, right?
Oh, no, it's not Final Crisis?
No. It's the actual old one.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Yeah.
I mean, you probably weren't even born yet, but...
Yeah, I remember reading bits and pieces on it, but I mean, I don't remember.
Then we're going to do Flash next week because Hot Sauce...
Yes.
...did not... I just said I could count on Hot Sauce to do the research. Way to drop the ball. One day we'll get special effects on here so we can make that noise. Maybe by episode 100.
I don't remember it saying that we're going to talk about Flash, though.
Ooh.
Got him.
We were going to talk about
He threw in a curveball,
hey,
though.
Exactly.
You got to be ready.
You got to be on your toes.
You got to be ready.
Like if I said something like... Did you like Close Encounters of the Third Kind? You got to be ready to go and tell me about it.
Be like, yes. That's all I know.
Now that's what I call a close encounter.
Exactly.
Same movie, right?
Or if I have to say, like, Independence Day, was it better than the second one?
No. The first one was...
I fell asleep.
See? Got to be on the toes.
You got to be ready.
I mean, how many times have we gone,
these movies that are, like, 20 years old?
Mom's Spaghetti.
Or like, if I said, like...
I was four when these movies came out. Guys.
What did you not like about Aliens Covenant?
Ooh.
Oh, we didn't see it.
I've seen it. Oh. My, how the turntables.
I did that on purpose. My, how the tables have turned. It hasn't been a week yet.
From The Office. Did y'all watch The Office?
I've seen The Office.
I've never watched that show.
The original and American.
On the BBC.
Okay, so on to Marvel.
Yes.
Infinity War, Stan Lee came out saying that there was going to be a character or characters possibly coming out in Infinity War that are crowd-pleasing, fan-pleasing characters.
Crowd-pleaser, heart-teaser.
Yeah.
And John just has to play with everything.
Like, what are you fidgeting with?
Dude, I got to play with something, man.
Don't play with that, John. Put your pants back on, John.
It's hot. My body fat percentage is low.
But my body's
telling me yes.
I don't want to hurt nobody.
I don't want to hurt nobody.
What is that? But there's something that I must confess. But it's a hockey puck, bro.
Nice. The Mighty Ducks. Confess.
It's an actual real one.
Yeah, it is.
That's catch
it. look on the back of it. You got to look on the back of it. It was actually one that they used.
Dude, that's legit.
Imagine getting hit in the face with that.
I want to get a jersey of one of these.
The old school, they don't have jerseys like that no more for them. So who could this character be? Who? Okay, you know what?
I want Adam Warlock.
Who are we hoping for?
We still want Adam Warlock.
They already said he's not going to come out in Infinity War.
Maybe that's the surprising... Maybe that's a crowd-pleasing character.
They said Infinity War, but not Avengers 4.
Maybe. Ooh.
Remember, it's broken up into two movies.
Okay, give me someone that hasn't already been confirmed that isn't going to come out.
Ooh, I know.
Who?
Wonder Twins powers activate.
That's DC, bud.
Oh.
Hey, bub.
That's who?
Who bring would Logan, goddammit. That would be
okay,
awesome.
Okay, so some of the news.
Bring Logan? What's wrong with Logan?
What if it was Logan and Deadpool?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, that's dumb.
That would be the...
Some of the news that's kind of come out, I've seen one report saying... Yeah, we're on Facebook Live.
Hey.
One of the reports I got said that the Fantastic Four movie bombed so bad that they may have reverted the rights back to Disney, to Marvel.
Really?
So it may be... somebody was saying that they think it may be Thing.
That'd be cool.
That'd be
or maybe cool. All the Fantastic Four.
Some Johnny Storm. That'd be pretty dope.
Some
so,
people.
So is Captain America then? Johnny Storm's gonna be the same.
I don't know.
Be the same person.
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
Mind blown.
They also said that it may be Wolverine
or Captain America's gonna go away.
So yeah, he was supposed to be going away anyways,
yeah.
Right? So he's gonna come back as Johnny Storm.
Chris Evans
gonna
come back.
Holy shit! He just can't get away from Marvel.
No, and then he was in The Losers too, which is another Marvel comic book.
God dang, man, he's a
so
stuck.
So who would you want to see, John?
Who would I want to see? I mean, all the main people are there, man. Yeah. Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Hulk. Man, it wouldn't just be
Battery Bill.
Oh, man. Maybe. Oh, man.
All right, we'll skip the hot sauce. Y'all do this to me all the time.
Who is
Deadpool,
there?
Deadpool, Wolverine.
Yeah,
would
be
everybody's
obvious.
Like.
That would be the obvious right there.
We'll go crazy for.
Fuck yeah.
And you're saying Adam Warlock.
Well, Adam Warlock.
Yeah.
But that's not Infinity War. It'd be the second movie.
Would you like to see Fantastic Four come out?
Yeah.
I would.
I would
too. That'd be pretty legit.
So they're going to come out and be like, if it's going to be an Infinity War, it's going to be like a quick cameo.
Yeah.
So if they, next question is, if they come out, do we want to see a reboot?
Yes.
Of Fantastic
Four?
That
is a yes.
That would be definitely.
I would want a reboot, yes.
Okay.
Honestly, what I want to see, this is what I want to see, is like a Spider-Man and Fantastic Four crossover.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh.
That would be really cool to do. But I mean, you're involving, well, it depends if Marvel actually did get the rights of Fantastic Four. If they didn't, then that would mean Marvel, Fox, and Sony would all have to collaborate together, which, how would that really happen?
I'm leaving that out on purpose.
I mean, look at the Avengers, though. Civil War. There you go. Captain America, Civil War. They brought Spider-Man in. So
that was just Sony and Marvel.
Yeah.
Fox still owns.
Yeah, it's Fox.
I'm saying you have to have all three collaborate.
Like
but what you said earlier, what happens
if they did
revert, that's something I would want to see, honestly.
Then for sure, yeah.
I mean, did we see a Fantastic Four movie that was actually good?
No.
You didn't think any of them?
The first
like,
one,
even
Chris Evans, was
not really, man.
Passable, but
they
not
were
great.
What about the Silver Surfer one? Yeah.
I mean, that's
it
so
had potential.
Which one was the most disappointing one?
Silver Surfer.
This latest one?
The latest one, yeah, it was garbage.
Because they went way out there.
Yeah.
Like, they totally dismissed the way.
And I'm sorry, like, Reed Richards looks like a teenager. I mean, it's just bad. That was one of my main things about it. The only cool part was when Dr. Doom was, like, making those heads explode. While he's walking by. Like,
yeah. You guys never saw the B-90s movie, have you?
No.
Before. That's the worst one.
Oh, man. Yeah. They're like bright blue. And
it's
like
really,
exactly
really, really bad. You can YouTube it, but the Fox, in order to retain the rights, like they have to have some kind of movie made every so many years.
Every so often.
So they made like a quick B movie that like was just so, production
just
value
bombed.
Was so bad. And yeah, it
That's
was like
dirty.
Really, really bad. That would be the worst. That is the worst Fantastic Four movie. It was just so cheesy.
Yeah. No, but there is definitely a formula that they have to do with Fantastic Four, and that's one of those hard movies. But
is it because their powers are so kind of like Invisible Woman? I mean, of course, Human Torch is easy to do.
Yeah.
The Thing is easy to do, but, you know, Mr.
Like
Fantastic CGI. And the Invisible Woman. Is
well,
kinda...
she's a psychic, too, am I not mistaken? Yeah. If not mistaken, so, I mean, you can still
powers.
Make something out of it.
Yeah, well,
it's not,
we can only
hope. It shouldn't
hope.
Be something that hard, you know?
You don't think so?
Nah, I could do it.
You could do it.
All yeah. right. We got the new producer.
There you go.
If for some reason Marvel didn't get the rights back to Fantastic Four, why just hasn't Fox yet done a crossover between X-Men and Fantastic Four yet?
See, that'd be pretty dope.
They have both properties. I mean, hell, do Deadpool on top of that. They have all three. Why not do a crossover of those two?
I think they're just starting to learn, like, how comic book yeah. movies are starting to, like, how they should be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I had read a story that Sony was going to make their own Marvel Cinematic Universe.
For Spider-Man.
Yes. It was going to call it the SC.
Then it's going to be the first one.
The Sony Cinematic Marvel.
Oh, I don't know.
Sony Cinematic. Something like that. Is that something that we think dude. Is good or wrong?
I think if you could do a Spider-Man Cinematic Universe, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I mean, look at the standalone comics for Spider-Man. There's some epic story arcs.
It's a rich character.
Yeah, he's very rich. Like
Batman.
Yeah. The one that I thought was pretty cool is that like Peter Parker ends up dying, and he ends up getting taken over by Captain Octopus. Like his mind, they swap bodies or something like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Peter Parker ends up dying in the body of Doc Ock. And for some reason comes back alive. And Doc Ock makes Peter Parker a billionaire, you know?
Peter Parker.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. Or like the death of Peter Parker in the Ultimate Marvel Universe. Another dope story arc, man.
Well, I think the reason why I saw that story was because they announced Venom, a Venom movie.
Yeah. Who'd they say was going to be Eddie Brock? Oh man!
Oh, Tom Hanks.
No.
It was recent. Yeah, they announced.
Did you say Tom Hanks?
Who was it?
Tom Selleck.
No,
the Stash.
No. Tom Hardy.
Yeah, there you go.
I was joking.
Yeah.
I know who it was the whole time.
I think you're lying, Hot Sauce.
No, I don't think it was Tom Hardy. It was somebody. Was it Tom Hardy?
Yeah, it is Tom Hardy.
Oh dang! As Eddie Brock, right?
For sure.
I don't know how I feel about that. He has to be like a huge, giganto.
Huge.
Like dude Huge. To be like
it's gonna have to be what?
Just like the guy from the 70s show.
If he's gonna be playing Eddie Brock, it should be good. They should do anti-venom for him though.
Hey, they made him look huge in what's his name?
As Bane?
Dark Knight as Bane, yeah.
Not really.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if it was like camera angles
or... Yes. Indeed.
He's a hell of an actor, so.
Did he make that accent, that Scottish accent?
I was born in the dark.
I was born in the dark.
You merely adopted it.
You merely adopted it.
That's a lovely, lovely voice.
Welcome to the rock.
When I saw light, I wasn't...
there you go.
Started swallowing the mic there.
Yeah. When I saw light, I was already a man.
There you go. I was already a man.
I don't know, my Sean Connery voice ain't... Sean Welcome Connery. To the rock.
The rock.
Drop your punters.
What's the SNL skit one with Sean Connery? I'll take a door rapist for $500, Alex.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll take big titties for $1,000.
I'll take whole semen for $200.
Yeah.
Nowhere up there does it say whore semen. Yes, it does. Right here it says whore like a mother.
Yeah.
And semen. I'll take Japanese relations for $500. Oh man. I never get tired of watching that one.
I like the most recent one where they did they did the anniversary they had with Burt Reynolds and Sean Connery.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can only call me Tart Ferguson. What does it say? What does it say?
So would we be upset if they start changing, if they have differences from Disney's MCU?
No.
Marvel Cinematic
not
Universe.
At all.
They said it's going to be completely its own thing, so and whatever's going on in the MCU is not going to matter.
Yeah.
It's its own world.
I don't think it should.
I think as long as they don't start talking about Captain America and the Avengers and all that stuff, it should be fine.
As long as they don't tease it. I mean, they talked to... I mean, Iron Man's in there, so I mean... But, like, as long as...
Well,
I think...
Temporarily.
Yeah. What I think they should do, though, is, like, not bring, like, a false hope of, like, merging them together if they're not planning on doing something like that.
Yeah, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, if they're going to do it just completely, off-tangent, then do it completely off-tangent. Don't ever... Yeah. Don't, like, cross that boundary and give people hope that, you know, hey, this could happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't.
But his character works so well with the Avengers, man. Just like the energy he brings. That's yeah. It sucks that he's not going to be able to be in more stuff in the MCU.
True. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it works out because he's still trying to figure out stuff, and he's the young Spider-Man where... The
kiddo.
Yeah. He doesn't have everything, all the answers, and he hasn't been Spider-Man very long. This is still like an origin story almost.
Yeah.
Are we tired of seeing Spider-Man origin stories?
Yes, that's why they jumped right into the...
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
It's been played out. Like the Batman
origin
stories.
It's like
stories.
The Batman and the Spider-Man
What will make a good Venom movie?
Definitely going to be rated R.
Yeah. Has to be some...
Very dark.
It has to have a sick-looking Venom, man. He can't look shitty. Can't look like Spider-Man 3 Venom.
He's all
That's a big no-no, man.
Does it have to have Carnage?
Yes.
Not yet. No.
No?
I think it has to give you a little taste of Carnage at the end, though.
What, are you going to make Venom the main bad guy in the first movie, or are you going to make him, like, partner up with Spider-Man to fight a main bad guy?
It depends on which Venom they're trying to gun for, though, too. That's another good one right there, because Venom, in a different universe, if I'm not mistaken, he's a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But either way, wouldn't he have to, at some point, get attached to Peter Parker?
Yeah, it does get one point to happen.
So, the only question is, are they going to start it off so he's already Venom? And then maybe do like a flashback to him coming in contact with Peter Parker as Spider-Man. And then he turns into...
Yeah, how are they going to do this, goddammit?
No, I wouldn't. I just do it. I would go off tangent. And I think that would be okay to go off tangent with him just finding like an asteroid or something like that. And
yeah,
it actually gets stuck to him.
Which would be kind of weird, though, that he already is like a spider.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah, I got you. I'm not too sure. That's gonna be the tough one right there.
Still would love to see Carnage, though. That'd be so badass.
That would be awesome. Mm-hmm. Very, very, right. Very awesome.
If they do him right,
dude. What was it? Carnage USA was pretty dope.
And Carnage is the bad guy, and Venom's kind of the bad / good guy.
The anti-hero.
He got to the point where he's like now a hero, but yeah. Agent Venom, that's the one I'm thinking of.
So while we're talking about Spider-Man and Tom Holland, he recently got cast as Nathan Drake for an Uncharted movie. A young Nathan Drake.
Yes.
I haven't played Uncharted, so someone enlighten me.
I've only played a little bit of it, too.
I know some bases of it. You're a treasure hunter named Nathan Drake. He's pretty much smart ass, but I mean, I could see Tom Holland playing it. But yeah, he's doing is searching for treasure.
Yeah, it's like a cross between Lara Croft and Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
deal.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's pretty much the Indiana Jones.
Yeah, without being called Indiana Jones.
Mm, yeah.
So what does he do?
Without a whip.
Cave raid and stuff like that?
Yeah, pretty much.
He raids them into the
like
cave?
Like he fights pirates and stuff like that.
Butt pirates?
No butt pirates, hopefully. But yeah.
How was the game?
You know what?
It's actually pretty good.
I haven't even played it.
It's pretty good.
Dang, hot sauce.
The game, I remember the games play like basically a summer blockbuster like Hollywood movie.
Really?
Like very cinematic.
Yeah, there's a huge amount of like cutscenes.
Is there really?
Yeah. Is there Donald?
It's like Metal Gear Solid, pretty much. It's Metal Gear Solid 4.
Right,
very high production
movie,
values, yeah.
Damn.
The gameplay is okay.
So we can expect like a Lara Croft movie?
Yes.
Or you think it's going to be better?
Better.
Better actor.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to the writing, I think.
Better.
Yeah, I mean...
Huger.
Sony's really good about keep doing their rights right. So, I mean, it should be good.
Are they? Because I heard that No Man's Sky kind of sucked.
It did. That's not... But that's a different company that made that. Not
yeah.
Sony's going to be... Hopefully Sony's...
Whatever, get off Sony's nuts.
Dude, Team Sony's nuts. The best. Watch this E3. Xbox ain't going to... Microsoft ain't going to do shit.
PlayStation... Sony's not even going to show up to E3. They're going to do it in the...
Yeah,
because
they're garbage.
They're doing it in the parking lot.
Yeah, you're right. Microsoft's going to do that, not Sony.
Sony's going to do it actually in the garbage can.
Whatever, man.
All right. So anyways, from one game to another, Destiny 2. Is it out already?
No. September so 8th. Stoked.
All right, John.
Beta's going to be released pretty soon.
John loves Destiny.
Not just me. Gilbert does too.
So tell me.
What is this Destiny you speak of?
So tell me what you got on Destiny.
Okay. I got to adjust the glasses because you got to get ready for this.
Give us some of the story.
What information do you want to know? This is new bad guy, Gary, that kind of destroys
you
this tower.
You can't talk to me until you use the microphone on your lips.
All right, what do you want to know?
So what is the part one? Was part one, like the way it ended, does it feed right into part two, or is it a different story?
It's a continuation of part one, for sure. What you end up doing is that you are what's called a guardian, right? What a guardian does is pretty much protects this thing called the Traveler. The Traveler is this big planet-like...
Looks like a Death Star almost.
Yeah, Death Star almost. That's a really good way to put it, yeah.
Kind of like that thing from that Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, exactly, like that thing. Kind of. Yeah. Anyways, back to that part. You're protecting that Death Star, Traveler, whatever you want to call it. And you have a guy that like speaks to it, and he translates what its will is, right?
He's called the speaker.
Yep, he is called the speaker. So what your job is to do is like have the speaker translates the missions to the head of your faction. You're either a Titan, a Warlock, or a Wizard. And what he does is that he Hunter. Or Hunter. Did I say Wizard?
Yeah, you did.
You're a Wizard, Harry. you're a Wizard, Harry. What a Warlock does, or not a Warlock, what those people do is they set out on those missions to find, you know, whatever, you know, the Traveler has them search for. Gil, you want to pick it up from there?
The Traveler gives the...
The Traveler travels, the Speaker speaks. The Warrior wars.
Yeah, exactly.
The wench wenches.
Yeah.
You're not the Traveler basically gives out his energy called the Light.
The Stranger stranges.
There is a person called the Stranger in the game.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah.
They're from the future.
There's a Stranger in the
time
future.
Traveler. But the Traveler basically came to Earth to... give the Earthlings technology. They start a new golden age, new weapons, powers. But when the Traveler died, he gave his light to all the guardians. And this light's infused in a little thing called a ghost. So whenever you die, the ghost revives you, basically making you immortal. So every time you die, that thing gives you light.
Making you fertile?
Fertile.
Mortal.
Immortal.
Oh, immortal.
You're immortal with the Traveler's light. Mm-hmm. So every time you die, you come back to life.
So the power of Christ compels you?
Literally, with that. The light of the Traveler. Going into Destiny 2, there's these creatures called the Cabal. They invade the Earth, and they try to capture the Traveler and take the light for themselves. So the game kicks off where basically all the Guardians lose their light and because the main bad guy, the Cabal... They call him Gary just for fun.
Cabal.
I think he's like Dominus Gallius.
Cabal.
Like
so does Cabal use hook swords and has
his
mask?
They look like Ninja Turtles, actually. They're really big turtles, real bulky, tank-looking.
They're
dudes.
Real tank-looking.
For Mortal Kombat, Cabal?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's just the name of their race. They're called the Cabal.
The Cabal.
They look like really gnarly-looking turtles.
Yeah, they do.
All yoked up. but yeah, he believes that the light, that the Earthlings or the Guardians don't deserve the light, that they deserve the Cabal deserves the light. So that's why they're trying to steal it from Earth.
Trying to get that blessing.
So they want some AEP electricity or
they
something?
They want some blessings on blessings on blessings.
So that's the story that they're basically trying to control it, and you're trying to, as a Guardian, try to get it back.
So what makes Destiny so great?
You play with a button. Yeah. I mean,
it's a looter shooter.
It sucks if you play alone, right? That's what I'll tell you this. If you play alone... It's not fun. You need to have a group of friends.
That's why I stopped playing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to have at least one person because me and Gil used to play. I used to play by myself and I hated it. I played the vanilla version. It was lame. So then what ended up happening is I told Gil, you know, I play Destiny, and Gil was like, all right, cool. We could play Destiny together. Because Gil's been on the grind on Destiny since 09.
The grind?
Since 09.
The grind since 09?
I like that.
Is it like the ultra fine grind, the grounds, or Folger? Yeah. Is it Folger's it's grind?
Very dusty,
or?
Very dusty. Very, 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 oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, it's real dusty, actually. That's how how much grinding he's been doing.
El Dusty.
Yeah. Like, what kind of skateboard do you use when you grind?
Ooh.
Birdhouse.
Anyways, yeah. And after I played with Gil, I don't know how, but just playing the game in itself was so much more fun. And what ended up happening was that, like, we just played because it was cool, because it was pretty much like chilling with each other, but not chilling. Oh. We were shooting people up. And then the cool thing about it is I had another friend of mine who we would raid with. Oh, my God. The raids.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. The raids were so dope.
The raids were cool.
Raids were super cool. The only one that I was able to do was the Taken King raid, which was
probably one of the best ones.
Probably is, yeah. I ended up doing the Crota one, the original one.
That was the second one, technically.
Second one. It wasn't that.
Did you play Destiny Hot Sauce? One.
Yes.
What did you think about it?
It was okay.
Did you play with people?
Yeah.
Like a group of friends?
Was it a huge group of people?
No, it was just, I don't know, kind of repetitive. I don't know, I couldn't really get into it, I guess.
It's made by Bungie, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Makers of Halo. I mean, the appeal of Destiny, it's all about the grind. It's all about getting the loot, about getting the different kinds of guns and armors that you can collect. The gunplay is like solid, like Halo.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Grand Theft, kind of like a Grand Theft Auto, but a shooter.
No vehicles.
I thought you could fly around on those little.
Yeah. Well, there's just little sparrows, but it's just to get a point A, point B. There's no actual like utility. There's no fire from them or anything like that. Yeah. It sounds like they took
Halo and Mass Effect and like mashed them together.
And Borderlands.
Yeah, that's more good way of,
because it's all about the loot. You got your, for PvE people, you got your raids, you got your strikes, which are AKA dungeons.
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say you got your AKs. I was like, oh, they got AKs. No.
They got submachine guns in Destiny 2 now.
Yeah, that's gonna be pretty dope.
It's about collecting those ultra rare items, for like guns and weapons, and like artifacts, decking out your character to make them very unique looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the PvP side too, that people are not into PvE, they can earn to like player, PvP, playing against each other, tournaments, what's interesting on the first Destiny, the teams were set up as 6v6, but now on the new one, they're going to be 4v4.
I guess the maps are going to be smaller.
They're going to be adjusted.
I would assume so.
The gameplay is really tight, really fast, very accurate. It's not like Call of Duty where it's like one or two hits and you die in Halo, it's more like Halo, but not as bad. The time to kill is a little longer.
Quicker, yeah.
So it doesn't take one or two bullets. It takes a few to kill you versus like Halo or like even Overwatch. It takes a lot more to kill you.
Yeah, true.
So the pace is a little slower compared to like a Call of Duty or a Battlefield. But the gameplay, the gunplay is what really Bungie has always had nailed really, really, good, really, yeah, really well. The guns feel really good. Yeah. They each have their own unique perks.
On top of that, you had swords that you could use, rocket launchers. Mm-hmm. The shotguns. I mean, the armor is just growing bigger and bigger now.
The stuff you earn from playing PvE, you could use it in PvP and vice versa. So it's all about experimentation with different types of gear and weapons. That's what kind of gets you kind of tied into it or want to try for more things, because you want to get that unique weapon that you like, and then you find something else. Oh, this is cool. Or somebody else has this gun. Or, keeps on going and going, because there's so much out there that you can collect. For sure.
One thing I want to ask you, Gil, is like, since we were grinding that whole time, how do you feel about us like losing everything? I know they gave us a story to justify the reason why we lose everything, but like, how do you feel like personally? Do you feel like, man,
after all that grind,
my vault's now empty. I put 100 plus hours in this game. How do you feel? Like, do you think you should at least get like one exotic engram out of it, or do you feel like,
But then again, I mean, after playing with those like same weapons and armor for so long, it's time for something new.
True.
Kind of tired of it.
I'm kind of mad because I don't get to. I miss out on my bad juju. I loved having my bad juju.
They might have something like that again. Just maybe.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be called something different. But I mean, juju. How many hours of grinding am I going to have to do? You know,
true.
Called juju on the beat.
Or get a, you know, I mean, I know I have faith in Bungie that they're going to do good. I mean, that's no joke. But I mean, come on, man. I want my vault, you know. But I mean, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah, you grinded so long for all that gear, and then now it's just gone.
Yeah, what does it amount to now? You know,
all the time wasted. That's what it feels like. God damn it.
Uh-huh. Are they gonna do that with Destiny 3? You know, that's what I'm kind of curious about.
I mean, originally everything was supposed to transfer from Destiny 1 to 2, but now they said
They said it was certain stuff, and then now it's nothing. Just like, yeah.
Just your character, that's it.
Just your character, that's going to be it. So then, is our safe data going to go off of that, or what? Or, like, does that even amount to anything?
I heard the reason they had to do that because they had to make a whole brand new game engine for Destiny 2, so there was no way they could have transferred anything.
I know that they're going to also do, like a loot cave or something like that.
Maybe.
Not like the loot caves that, like, was, like, dropped hella engrams or anything like that. But you're going to have something to where you grind and you're able to get one of those caves.
Like Loot Crate, that's the thing you get every month, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to get a subscription for it, too.
So that's another thing about Destiny versus, like, an MMO or anything else that most of them you have to pay a subscription to. Destiny don't.
Dude, yeah.
You just buy the game, that's it.
I love
so
it.
So there's no, like, fee to play or anything.
I love it a lot.
So that's the appeal also of a lot of people playing that game. They don't have to play any
but kind of subscription. But then you can pay for extra benefits. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you get, like, it's not even really expansions and stuff. But I mean, like, the emotes and stuff like that you pay for.
Yeah, there's microtransactions in the game. So you can buy emotes or, Destiny 1, they had that.
Hopefully. This is my hope, though, is that, like, it doesn't end up being, like, too, like, hardcore. Like, you got to pay for this to have this and this and this and this. Or, like, you pay for this and this gives you this weapon. No.
I'm not doing that shit, Bungie. Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, Bungie, if you're listening to us,
nope.
We're not doing that.
Nope.
We're putting our foots down as a gaming community and saying, no, that's stupid. The way you did it last time was right. Don't do it.
They're in a huge dark room right now with a bunch of monitors, like in a headset. Like, he just said, don't do it. Everybody's scratching.
Don't do it, guys.
Scratch that, guys. Scratch it, guys. We got to do something else.
All right, so the game is slated to come out September 8th. The rumor is... that there'll be a beta coming out probably after E3, which E3 is going to be in June, I think. Yeah. So one rumor is that the beta will come out July 17th.
Yeah.
And during the Destiny reveal, they had a lot of people there, like YouTube stars and Twitch stars and different media outlets. They're playing the actual game physically, so they were giving their first impressions of Destiny 2. Showing, you know, the gameplay and the different strikes, how the characters were progressing.
They said they
were the weapons in the field, the PvP and everything.
Yeah, first strike and everything.
So there's people already had their hands on the game. They played basically, essentially a small version of the beta. So it's out there, and the impressions are good so far from those veteran players.
That's good.
From the community.
That's really good, man.
It has that Destiny 1 feel, but they've fixed a lot of the problems that the first one had.
Like what?
A lot of stuff like the game being broken, like mechanics wise, like for instance, Titan Skating, they actually took that out.
Oh man!
Cool, because it wasn't supposed to be there originally. It made them the fastest. They're not supposed to be the fastest. They're supposed to be like a tank.
Yeah.
Damn it. Issues with like shotguns and snipers, people over abusing the hell out of that PvP. Now they made it into like what's the heavy slot, so it's more or less abused or used, and it even announces to the team that who picked up that ammo, who loaded up their sniper shotgun, so. You gotta be more aware of, and then also like in PvP, the supers, it lets you know everybody who has their super activated, so it lets you be more aware of the engagements that you're going into.
That's very cool, actually.
Let's see. As far as the way you level up your character and the perks it has, it's set up before. Like in Destiny 1, you can deck out your character any way you want. Like you want him to have this certain grenade or this certain speed or whatever. Now they've kind of streamlined it into like two branches. So you can either deck out your character going more emphasis on one certain style or another certain style. Okay. So they're already like optimizing the trees for you, like the progression trees.
Yes. Okay.
So you don't have to overthink it.
Nice.
I think they're only going to have, they're going to start out with two subclasses per class. So Titan will have two subclasses. Nice. Hunter will have two subclasses. And then I'll probably bring in a third later on again, like Destiny cool, 1 cool, did that.
Cool. What do you think about everybody's subclass as far as what they showed?
That was really cool. Like, as far as, like, the supers, like, I could tell they mixed a lot of the stuff up. Like, say, the Striker Titan, they mixed up the stuff from Sunbreaker into the Striker. So, like, now he has, like, the Sun Striker or whatever. We have that shoulder charge while he's, like, in super mode. So
yeah,
he can do that while he's in the Striker mode. And he can also pound, do the Fists of Havoc.
So he can pound?
He can ground pound more than once, like the Hulk smash.
Yeah.
He does it like 3 times now.
He can pound the pavement.
They all have roaming supers.
Nice.
So they don't have like a one and done. They can keep on going.
Nice. Okay, cool. What do you think about the shield? I need to ask you that.
So since we're talking about Marvel, one of the characters in Destiny 2 has a super where he has a shield like Captain America, and he's able to
throw it around like Captain America. Oh, my God.
Kind of hits all the enemies and comes back to him. So they totally ripped him off, basically.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel. I don't like it, man.
It
I don't
was
like
cool,
it.
Cool, but you get to be Captain America. I mean, it's kind of...
I guess.
But just like in the Destiny 1, the Warlock was basically Emperor Palpatine with the Force Lightning. The whole thing with unlimited power. He's basically running around
unlimited power.
with his lightning bolts.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
You want
all right, so
anyways, we're excited for it.
Yeah,
it sounds like it. That was like a nice.
Oh, and it's gonna be on PC now this time.
Oh yeah,
the PC version will be the best version, unfortunately. Yeah.
But PlayStation's probably gonna get their exclusives like they always do.
PlayStation will get the exclusive content.
No exclusive nothing,
it's probably
gonna
be way better than.
But the PC,
Xbox, right?
Yeah, it's gonna be way better than Xbox.
On the,
I don't think so.
They're already confirming.
You're outnumbered and you're
Pro
right now.
No, I'm not.
It's gonna run 4K, 30 frames a second on the PS4 Pro and pop also probably on Scorpio. They said.
Hot Sauce has an Xbox.
Yes.
Gil has an Xbox.
I have both.
I got an Xbox.
But they both play PlayStation.
You're the only
one.
Yeah, just get out of here.
I don't need to know. Bye. I don't need to know what garbage looks like when I see garbage.
Of course, because you have it at home. You look at it all the time.
Not even. That's a thing of beauty.
Get out of here. You're just mad because Scorpio's coming out.
Dude, that trash. That
Scorpio's
trash
ready.
System,
Scorpio.
Yeah, we'll right. see.
John's
we'll
gonna see. Have one. He's gonna be out in line. Dude, Scorpio's the bomb.
Dude, it's the best game system ever.
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 It's the best game ever.
Ever.
All right, so let's move on to the. Okay. We got two topics left, but I'm tired of just pushing it to the side, like Eric's underwear.
Bless you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Gazoom tight.
Don't bother. You feel better?
I survived.
Okay, good.
All right.
Nice. We're about to talk about Game of Thrones.
Do, 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 do.
Is that how the song?
Game of Thrones. Yeah. Game of Thrones. Do, do,
do, do, do, do. All right. So now that we got that musical intro.
Game of Thrones.
Enough!
keep going. We're going to do the whole goddamn song.
You don't even know the whole song. Okay, so who saw the trailer? Raise your hand.
I did.
Moi.
All right, nobody can see us raising our hands, but everybody raise their hand. What? Who wants to go first? Who wants to tell me what they thought first? I'll let Hot Sauce go first because he's wearing the Winter is Coming shirt.
You need to get a Jon Snow.
So I need to know.
Colors inverted.
I need to know why winter's coming. I need to know when it's here. I need to know when it's gone.
Dude, I like the way they ended it though, with Sam, with where you see the white ravens getting released. I'm not gonna lie, I'm talking about it in the series, not the trailer.
The dragons are gonna decide the battle, the big battle.
You think so?
Yeah,
I think Tyrion's gonna drive a dragon.
They're gonna cool. figure out how to get at least the dragon glass going on and make it into a weapon from the dragons to defeat the White Walkers, of course. And yeah, game over. It's game over, man.
Game over.
What do you think, Gil?
I favorite part of the trailer where Cersei was just talking about the enemies,
dude,
yes. in all directions, enemies from the north, the south, the east, and the west, like the different ones. So you got.
Does
like,
she? Does she get on your nerves?
Oh, of course. But that's her character.
Yeah.
How do you want her to die?
Look, Joffrey came from her, you know?
Maybe the mountain turns on her.
Dude.
I would kind of wouldn't mind seeing that.
No, you don't want a dragon to eat her?
I was going to say, I want a dragon to eat her.
Or the dragon.
Get barbecued, maybe?
Just charred up or like...
Combo of the two.
Yeah.
That would be kind of
cool. Kind of like a Burger King burger, like a Whopper, like flame broiled.
The dragon had it his way.
there's going to be a face-off between her and Daenerys, and the dragon's going to come in from behind, and she's going to go, Dracarys, and she's...
But you know what's crazy is you've never seen Daenerys even fight, like... Yeah, yeah, true, she can ride a dragon, but what can she do on the, you know... Jon Snow can hold his own.
Yeah. I think what's...
On the battlefield. Like,
that's the thing. I think Jon Snow's going to end up just going to the north, taking care of business up there, like, taking care of the White Walkers. But, like, while that, all that drama's happening, you know, that's going to get figured out. But, like, Jon Snow's going to get his ass beat. I mean, and I hate to say that, but, like, he's going to get, like, he's going to build up these armies, but, like, it's not going to amount to anything until, like, whoever the victor of that comes around and helps him out.
What do you think, Mark?
Mark Hamill could pretty much kill all of them.
What does Mark Hamill think?
He said Luke, if Luke was there, he'd force choke all those
dragons. Swans. Fucking yeah. Force choke the dragons out of the sky.
Lightsaber throw them.
Well, he would Jedi mind trick them.
Yeah.
They'd be fighting for Mark.
So do we think, John, what did you're to give your, you're to give us
yeah,
your?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I think what I like the best about it. No, I don't need to flip it. I'll just look at... I'd like to look at Gil. Look, smashing his head. The thing that I liked the best about it was all the Dothraki on horses with the dragon over them.
That was kind of that, badass.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
But you do understand that the dragons isn't the all to end all, right? Like, no, just because she has all the
dragons. It's not like rock beats scissors. Yeah, rock beats scissors and like that. They have the rock. The dragons are the rocks and, you know...
Well, you know that there's
a rock come out of this.
Do you know that there's a...
Ooh, what if he was one of the Dothraki?
There you go.
What if he was Khal Drogo reincarnated?
Yeah.
What if he's the mountain?
Oh.
The mountain that rides Cersei.
Oh.
Well, you know that there's multiple horns, right? You know there's two horns in Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
No, I did not.
There's the horn that Sam finds, which is the horn...
That's supposedly supposed to...
Shatter. Like, it can shatter the wall.
Yeah.
And then the other horn,
a black one,
the long one. It's long.
Hey now,
it's like and Euron has it, who is, the one who's the Greyjoy with the fleet.
Okay,
he has the horn. Okay, this horn can actually bring down dragons.
Damn!
Oh wow!
Drops them from the sky. When he blows it, they just fall.
Boom!
And then you can kill them.
It disorients them, basically.
So that's what... I mean, I don't know if they're going to show it in the... It's in the books, but I don't know if they'll show it in the show. But he's not there for no reason. Oh, you know, he's there for a reason.
So true.
And I think the reason is that he has the horn.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense.
So do you think he went back to, you know, Euron Greyjoy? Or did he go back to, like, being Reek? Like, he's probably...
No, that's Theon.
Theon. Oh, man.
That's his brother.
Oh, you're saying Euron. Okay.
Euron.
Okay.
He's the one that was, I'm back, taking over this.
You know what's really tight? If you pay attention to Game of Thrones, which is kind of hard to because there's so much stuff going on.
So many names, too.
Yeah. So if you pay attention.
Like yeah, that's a bro. That's an uncle, yeah.
That's the uncle, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What do they always say? What is dead cannot die? Yeah, what is dead cannot die. They always say that.
May never die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So whenever Euron became king, what did they do for him to be king?
They drowned him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally fucking drowned him.
Because what is dead may never die. Like, I think that's legit.
Yeah, that's a pretty legit way.
Who is your favorite family or who's your favorite characters on Game of Thrones?
You can't say Starks.
Yeah, don't say Starks.
They always were.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
I'm going to start with Gil. Even though Gil's going to turn to me and say, I ain't got nothing right now.
I would say the Starks, honestly. Like,
I mean, the Starks were initially my favorite. But I mean, if I can't go with the Starks, then...
Because everybody knows the Starks are really everybody's favorite.
If I can't use or can't see...
Targaryens are pretty dope.
Targaryens have been the other one. But I mean, technically, there's only one now. Only one left.
No, two.
Or, well, we don't know for sure.
Yeah, we do. How are you going to say we don't know for sure when...
Fight.
They had that flashback.
Do you know that there's people that think that Tyrion Lannister is actually a Targaryen?
Really?
Oh, where'd that?
Did y'all know that?
Say that again?
Tyrion is...
Yeah.
Is a Targaryen.
Yeah.
Or I knew that. Hungarian.
Yeah, because
he is. They haven't. It's not confirmed.
It's the way. What's his name? The dad always was. He would always say, "You're no son of mine," like dropping like a little.
But
hint.
that's kind of all. That's what you're going by.
Yeah.
Oh, which is the house, the one with the little last season.
And in the books, they describe him more of a Targaryen than a...
I like her.
In the book, he has two different colored eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. The other thing about it is, in the book, you find out that the Lannister's mom was kind of like, had an affair with Aegon, the Mad King.
Mm-hmm.
And... some people think that the reason why Tyrion came out like that and she died is because they gave not milk of the poppy, but one of those drugs to him to abort the pregnancy, and she didn't. She ended up having him, so that's why because in the book he's more deformed.
Yeah,
He's not just a midget. He's kind of like really like ugly.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And so
can't do that to Peter Dinklage.
Yeah. So. So that's one of the theories, but in the book also there is I don't remember. I want to say he's Aegon the second or the third or something. He's actually stop doing that. Everybody can hear you now.
Yeah.
he's one of. They have a little brother. There was a little brother that survived. That's been on Westeros the whole time.
Okay.
In hiding, and whenever she lands, he actually shows up there. But then he has an army.
Hmm.
They're called the Golden Company. Yeah, there you go. And they're an army of mercenaries. They've never lost. Or they've never lost, like, once you pay them, they're yours. Like, they don't, like, they're trustworthy.
Yeah.
They may not show him. I think they might have showed him already, but they probably won't. I think they're going to play it up that John, because there's always three dragons and three riders.
Mm-hmm.
So what's weird about it, though, is John got burned. Whereas she can't be burned, so she's true Targaryen.
Yeah.
Jon isn't; he's half. So, I think in the end Daenerys will take the throne.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I think
a combination of Jon and.
I think she'll take Daenerys? The throne. I think she'll give it to Tyrion to rule.
The smart one, yeah.
I think she'll go off to Dragonstone or whatever. I think. John will just take the north. He doesn't want to be the king.
No, yeah.
I think Cersei's going to get fucking fucked up.
She's going to get whacked.
She's going to get fucked up.
Yeah, she is.
She's going to get what's coming to her.
And there's also the possibility that if the White Walkers kill a dragon, they can turn it into a White Walker dragon.
That would be cool.
Dang.
I would like to see that.
What do they call those? An ice drake?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
One place I like to look up on YouTube, and this dude has like big conversations about like Game of Thrones. He reads the books, and then he also like he gives you possible plots on like stuff, and he gives you information on everything. You know, that's what I like about it, like backstory information. But it's called Alt Shift X, and check it out. It's one recommendation. If you're into lore and stuff like that, that's where you want to check it out, because this dude's done his research.
If you're into what?
Like lore, like the lore of Game of Thrones.
The lore of Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
I have an actual big book that I was trying to get. Thanks for bringing it to me today, Mitch.
Damn.
But I had a book that I requested from him. Damn. He told me, oh, come pick it up. But it's okay. You can read it, brother. I'll get it later. But I had this big, thick... Well, you've seen it, John.
Yeah.
It's a big book. It's red. It feels like... Doesn't feel like a book. It feels cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's got all the history of, like, Westeros and everything in it.
Nice.
It is like, pretty legit. How are you wanting... Can anyone... One of you tell me... What do you want to see? Like, how do you want this to play out? How do you see it? What would be the way you would end it?
I think Jon Snow has to die.
But he already did.
Yeah, but he's gonna die this time, like in the battle, heat of battle, and like that's it. Like,
I've kind of said that I think Jon Snow might die.
He's. Maybe. I don't want to say he's destined to die, but like he's gonna die. You know.
What do you think, Hot Sauce?
This is what's gonna happen. one of the White Walkers is gonna turn one of the dragons into their own.
That'd be cool.
And then just when it seems like everything's about to go to shit or whatever, Bran is going to take control of that White Walker one's mind. Just long enough for, like, let's say the main... what's the main dragon Daenerys uses?
Dracarys.
I think...
no, the name of her dragon. What's it called? The main one.
I don't know.
Anyway, he's going to...
Big fucking
kill
dragon.
That one, yeah.
Drogo or something.
And then... Here's my happy ending, though. You know, remember when Ned seems to hear Bran's voice? When he yells at him right before he's going to enter the castle to his sister.
Yeah.
Somehow Bran's going to be able to talk to him just for like a split second. That's going to change like the course of everything that happens slightly. And then at the very end of the battle, you're going to see Ned come in with all his, with Rob and everybody. And they're all going to have, everybody's going to be back. And then Jon Snow will die.
Holy shit. So he's going to pull like a flash kind of thing, go back in the few past to,
right,
to change
exactly.
The future.
Because he for sure heard him, yes?
Yeah.
Can we all agree
did.
On that?
Yeah, we think do. So, yeah.
Who heard him?
Ned. Young Ned.
When he was in the tower with Lena.
Well, see, I have a friend, my friend Mitch, who's read all the books at least twice. And he thinks that Bran is actually Bran the Builder. See, so if
like
you have
a reincarnation or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you haven't read Game of Thrones or you don't know anything about Game of Thrones, the Starks, they talk about it in the show. The Starks are of the, their blood is of the First Men. So the First Men that showed up, the Starks go back that far. Bran the Builder is the Stark that actually built the wall. And so there are, you know, some believe, and my friend Mitch is one of them, that it's a possibility that he could be a reincarnated version of Bran the Builder if he can go back and forth through time, because he's the three-eyed raven.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, and that's what I love about Game of Thrones. Not only do you have the fight for the throne, and you have the Lannisters and all their crap, and you have the Starks and their stuff, and you have Daenerys trying to take the crown back, and you got the Baratheons doing this, you know what I mean? And you have all these things going on, and you have the White Walkers. But everyone forgets about Bran.
Like, true.
Yeah, Eric mentioned him right now, but nobody ever... He wasn't in the trailer.
Hodor.
Did you notice that?
Hodor.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
Rip. I think he has a really big part to play in this.
So then do you think he's maybe the prince that was promised?
No, right. Because the prince that was promised, he...
There's some things that you have to fulfill to be.
You
want to
hear something crazy? Here it goes. So, Jon Snow, right? The prophecy of the Azor Ahai or whatever prince that was promised, either the same one. It comes from like the fire gods, because he had the sword Lightbringer, which I think I told y'all about that. He wanted to forge this blade that was just the best blade ever, and he kept forming it, and every time he put it in the water, it would break apart, or he couldn't quench. Mm-hmm. He couldn't quench it. So he finally realized that he had to quench it with the love of his wife's heart. Yeah. So he stabbed her in the heart with it to quench the blade. Huh. And made it like one of the strongest swords ever. That's the sword that like, it's supposed to be a flaming sword.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Thoros of Myr uses it when he fights the Hound.
Yeah.
But it's not the actual one, but he turns it on fire. It's kind of like, because he's a red priest, right? So he's a red priest. Then you have Melisandre, the red priestess. So let's see if y'all remember this. When Jon Snow is with Ygritte, remember Ygritte?
Mm-hmm.
What color is her hair?
Red.
And what does she always tell Jon Snow?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Okay, so when he sees Melisandre, what does she tell him?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know what I mean? Like there's some people, it's something so insignificant.
Yet it
could but when be. You think about it, it's all the redheads,
with Jon,
you know? So I think he's the prince that was promised, also because in the book, Daenerys Targaryen has a vision when she goes into the Tower of the Undying or whatever. And in one of those, she actually sees Robb Stark. She sees a man sitting on a throne with the head of a wolf, which she saw what Robb Stark got killed. But she saw her brother... with Lyanna Stark, or a woman. They haven't, you know, the books haven't confirmed that Jon Snow is who we think is. The series has, but the books haven't. Mm-hmm. The books ended with Jon Snow dying.
Mm-hmm. True.
So
yeah, they pretty much ended where season what, three, four, five?
Four or five ended. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I lost my train of thought, but whenever you with the Jon Snow thing, he has more of the things going on for him that show he's like the Prince of Promise.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what I was saying, that's the great thing about recording this and not editing it, is that you can really, it's like if you're here with us.
Yeah.
She sees an image of her brother Rhaegar with a woman who, you know, we think is Lyanna Stark, and he's playing the harp, because you listen, when they talk about the show, they say not only was he a good warrior, but he was a good fighter.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they say it on the show or not, or I read it in the books, but he always wanted to play music and he never wanted to learn how to fight. And they told him something like, if you never learn how to fight, then you'll never be able to play music, or something like that. Something happened to him that changed the way he thought, and so he became the great warrior he was. But he could play the harp, and he's singing a song, and the woman asks him, what is that song? And he goes, that's the song for our son, because he's the prince that was promised. His song is the song of ice and fire.
And
that's actually the name of the
book. Yeah.
People think that it's called Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is the very first book.
Yeah.
The whole series is called A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah. Fire and Ice.
I want to say it's backwards. I always get them confused. I always want to say Fire and Ice, and then I look it up and it's Ice and Fire.
Damn.
But that's the reasons why so many people think that Jon Snow is the one. It doesn't mean he's going to win the Iron Throne or sit on the Iron Throne. It just means he's the one that's going to come and
do what he needs to do, and then die.
Yeah, probably take out the White Walkers.
He's the one that's going to balance the Force?
Kind of.
You're right.
Yeah, so one more interesting tidbit, because, when it comes to Game of Thrones, I can go on and on. But the king, the Night King or whatever, the White Walker king.
He's
a Stark. It's implied very much. I don't know if they actually say it, but in the book, they talk about a Stark back before they had the wall. They had the wall, but they didn't have the Night's Watch.
Yeah.
He went to the wall to defend it.
Yeah.
And he fell in love with a woman from the other side of the wall who had ice blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And he became the Night King, and he tried to conquer the...
Oh, yeah, because in the show they don't say it that way at all.
No.
It was completely different.
But he's a Stark in...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a Stark in the book.
Okay.
Damn.
That's crazy, right?
That is.
So the Starks are big. Like, people don't think so. They think, the Targaryens. But remember, the Starks were there before the Targaryens were there. Because the Targaryens came later. There was already kingdoms.
They were expanding pretty much their kingdom.
The family that I would like to see is the Martells. In the book, whenever they landed, was it Viserys? I don't remember which king it was that landed at King's Landing. That's what they call it, King's Landing, because that's where the Targaryens came. Whenever the Targaryens left Valyria and came with their dragons, they landed at King's Landing. That's why it's called that. And they conquered the Seven Kingdoms. But the Martells were the only kingdom that didn't...
lose.
No, they did. Yeah, they didn't. So their words are unbowed, unbroken, unbent, because they never bent the knee.
Mm-hmm.
They were never broken. They never had to bow.
Mm-hmm.
They actually stood up and won, you know, and so they could never conquer them. So I want to see what happens with them, because there's so many. They've showed the Tyrells or the Tyrells.
Tyrells.
And you've seen some of these other families, but I want to see the Martells.
Yeah.
I think it would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Is there anything anything special you would like to see happen?
I think it's going to come down, honestly, everybody's going to have to gag to combine forces to fight the White Walkers, I think.
I think what's going to end up happening is Cersei's going to die. I think for sure. I don't think it's gonna be the way we're expecting it to be. You know, I don't think she's gonna die in this season. I think what's gonna end up happening is she's gonna join forces with with everybody to battle those White Walkers.
Yeah.
But what's gonna end up happening is she's gonna die somewhere trying to screw somebody over, and that's where she's gonna die. I think my personal thought is that Jaime's gonna kill her.
Ooh, I could see that happening, actually.
Some poetic justice, but Jamie's going to die, too.
Yeah, maybe he'll just kill himself.
Because they're twins, you know?
Yeah.
What happens to one is going to happen to the other.
Well, in the trailers, you see that the Unsullied are fighting against the Lannisters.
True.
on the field. Okay, there's a picture, the picture that they released of Daenerys riding the dragon in the field. I put it on the thing.
Yeah.
You see them fighting. You see, and somebody actually zoomed in, some Reddit user, into the two guys you can really see fighting, and you, and one's a Dothraki and the other one looks like a Lannister.
Yeah.
So they're wondering if it's at Casterly Rock. Is it at, or are they already at King's Landing? They show her at Dragonstone.
Yeah.
So Dragonstone is the original castle for the Targaryens. That's where they would live.
Yeah.
The Baratheons had it. Stannis was there. That's where Stannis was. Was his castle was there? Because the Baratheon's home castle was Storm's End.
I gotcha.
So she's gonna go to Dragonstone. When you see her on the throne, she's at Dragonstone.
Yeah.
So you're gonna see, you know, that they're already fighting the Lannisters. There's a lot of suffering. I was telling my wife, because my wife just started watching her season two, and watching it in retrospect, like, everybody suffers in this show. Some more than others.
Yeah, for sure.
Because as much as you hate Cersei, and yeah, she's what she is, she's lost all three of her kids. Her dad's killed. Jaime doesn't care for her the way he used to. You know, she never really cared about Tyrion, but like, she's lost everything.
Her husband died, even though she didn't really give any.
Oh yeah, she didn't care.
But like, her husband's dead. Like, so I mean, yeah.
Everybody,
for sure.
Like, it's like almost she's been everybody embarrassed
in front of the whole city. You know,
shame.
So everybody, family, yeah,
shame.
Shame.
So I mean, yeah, there is a price to pay with everything, you know. So I mean, I don't know.
Do you think there's ever
a Lannister always settles their bets?
Their debts.
Debts.
Do you think there's ever gonna be a time
where he pays her debts,
when you can feel sorry for her and be like, oh, you know, she's.
They'll probably do it when she's actually dying.
Nope. Yeah, I think so.
She'll be like, I'm sorry for what I did.
She has. It'll be a way where your heartstrings are going to get pulled and you're like, tears coming down. But yeah,
it'll be like the Darth Vader scene where you feel for him when he dies.
You have anything else to say? What about you, Hot Sauce? Anything else? I know you really like Game of Thrones.
Well, I already told you my theory.
He likes it so much he's wearing a Stark hoodie.
We're going to be talking about it, so.
What do you think is going to happen with Sansa? And little, you know what's crazy is Littlefinger's like the orchestrator behind everything.
Yeah,
he's an instigator.
He's the one
whispering to Sansa.
Well, he's the one that
He's already getting into her head.
Littlefinger was in love with Catelyn Stark,
the mother.
But Catelyn Stark's sister Lysa was in love with Littlefinger, so he got her to kill Jon Arryn and start the whole thing into motion. Write the letter to Catelyn saying that it was the Lannisters and. Because he was nothing.
Yeah.
And now he's a lord.
Yeah.
You know, he's playing the Game of Thrones with nothing.
Yeah. One thing that they've done is that they haven't showed his suffering.
Now we're here.
For sure, I think Littlefinger's going to be dead. He's going
to
get killed.
Do you want it? Okay, so how do you feel about Littlefinger? Do you not like him? Do you like him?
He's devious.
Yeah, he's very devious. I mean, in the very beginning, too, you know, he shows. And I'd like to see that, like, some poetic justice on that part, too. Like, the way he got turncoated, or he turncoated Ned, you know. He just came up, he's like, sorry, I gotta do this. Held the knife to his throat, and he's like, I got him right here, guys.
He's like, I told you not to trust me.
Yeah.
He's a little bitch.
Yeah.
Do you think, Hot Sauce, did you hate Ramsay Bolton more than you hated Joffrey?
That was tough, but no. Joffrey was a little... Look,
no, Joffrey, yeah.
Yeah, Joffrey was a little bitch. Like, for sure he was a bitch about shit, you know? That's the thing. Like, nah, not really, because Ramsay, he can hold his own. He wasn't like a little punk.
No, he can handle his own, but like as far as like, evilness, like how evil that character is, like, ooh. Because there's some poetic justice that happened to Ramsay.
Yeah, I think Ramsay's more evil, for sure. And Ramsay's more evil, but Joffrey's more of a bitch, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I agree with that one. They're just so happy to see, though, Ramsay. Like,
what did you think about Stannis?
Stannis Baratheon.
Now that I'm watching, like, season two again and, like, I know what happens, like, what do you think about Stannis?
Did you notice when he's talking to Ned and they're talking about, like, how he killed Rhaegar? Like, did you see that face that Ned makes, too? He's just like, ooh, shit, I don't want to talk about it. Like, let's talk about something else.
I want to see Robert kill Rhaegar Targaryen.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see him hit him in the chest with that hammer.
Just boom.
indents it.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, the stories are so deep. It goes so far back. Like, Robert, you see him as this fat.
Yeah, like, know, now he's this old, fat old man. But
king, but, like, to say that, man, back in the day, he was. You look at Gendry when they would show him, and he was, like, a strong looking dude. You know what I mean? And you could just imagine Robert was bigger than him, taller, broader shoulders. Mm-hmm. And he wore that helmet with the stag antlers coming out. Like, I bet that looked fucking badass in battle.
Yeah.
But you know what? The reason I ask about Stannis is because Stannis is, he's very honorable.
Yeah.
You know, like he's
when he's burning his daughter.
Yeah.
But that part. See, that's what I mean. Like with just about every character.
He was at his.
In Game of Thrones, like, you can see them for the kind of person they are and then see them for their bad.
True.
Like Ser Jorah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He does everything for Khaleesi, but he was a traitor to her.
Yeah.
Or you even look at Drogo, like, yeah, you know, he was good to his wife, but he was raping women and killing innocent people. And, you know, everybody is on there. Nobody in there is clean.
Yeah.
True.
They all have their sins.
They got the Unsullied.
Yeah, the Unsullied. They ain't got no sullies.
They ain't got no corruptibles.
No corruptibles. You know what is it? What else is interesting is Varys. What's interesting about Varys is he's always says, Ned asks him, what do you want? You know, like, what's your game? And he's like, I serve the realm. I want peace in the... Like, it is true. Think about everything Varys does is not so much scheming like Littlefinger. Varys is trying to find peace in the realm.
Yeah.
He actually serves the realm.
Yeah.
And that's what's interesting about it is that's what they say, that they don't trust a man... Since he doesn't
with
have
no
his,
balls.
His yeah. He don't have his jubless.
He's a eunuch.
Yeah, that. What can he really? What does he want?
Yeah.
What could you give him? So, I mean, the writer. I mean, I know it takes him like 5 years to write his damn books, but you know, these books started in like the '90s.
True.
And he ain't finished yet, so.
Yeah, he's nowhere near done.
You got any last? Let's wrap up this one on Game of Thrones. You got any last? Anything to say, hot sauce, about Game of Thrones? Any last thoughts?
If my theory turns out to be correct, everybody owes me $20.
Nobody's betting you nothing, but...
No.
But you didn't even tell me. You just said that Jon Snow was going to die.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
You obviously weren't listening. Remember I said the dragons, like one of them...
Yeah, one's going to turn into an ice dragon, and then...
And then my happy ending would be Brand... Brand.
Going back in time to create a time paradox.
Right, and when... Yeah. Ned shows up. Rob shows up because of that.
I mean, I'll bet you that Ned and Rob aren't going to show up.
Yeah, for
I'm sure.
I'm
sure they're not. I'm just, that's my
yeah, you said it might.
That's my happy end.
You can't just take part of it.
Or Ned shows up and he just dies again because that's
all Sean Bean does.
It's exactly yeah. He has to die.
What about you, John? Any last parting words for GOT7?
If y'all guys have not seen the series, now is the time to catch up.
Yes,
I mean, you have what. What season are we at? Seven?
Six is finished and seven's about to be airing on July.
Okay,
17th,
so
I think.
You have six seasons to watch before the seventh one comes up.
Now and
each one's more climactic than the other. So you're at the perfect point where you're going to be at the tip top of that climax and you're just going to go roll down with us. So check it out. Great show.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be great.
What about you, Gil?
Straight up like what he said. It just, you guys gotta, like, if you haven't gotten into the show yet, you still have time. It just, there's so many different stories going on all at once, and they're all, like, they just so, like, suck you in. If you're a fan of any kind of, like, the
King
story,
Arthur,
like,
anything,
yeah,
like
fantasy,
that.
Or
so
just
if
drama,
you're
and
into
anything,
swords, be, dragons.
It's just, like, a good story. It doesn't even have to be that kind of genre.
What else is very prevalent in Game of Thrones that people like?
Oh.
Some boobies.
A lot of action going on in that. Especially the first season.
So dragons? No.
I'll warn you right now, if you have kids,
don't
watch this
with
your kids.
Yeah. This is definitely an adult show, guys.
It's rated TVMA.
TV Ma?
TV Ma.
Viewer destruction is advised.
Yeah.
All right, so... And then we may have time for one more topic. Do we want to do one more topic, or
sure.
We want to
Goku versus Superman? Go.
No, negative. All right, Resident Evil.
All right.
There's some story out there. They're going to reboot it.
About time.
If they do it right, I'm game with
okay,
it.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you all the questions and then just answer them, okay?
Lightning quick.
Not really lightning quick, but... John, yes. Did you like the Resident Evil series as movie series as it is?
No.
No. Okay. What about you, Hot Sauce?
No. Once they pretty much, it's like the whole planet is like a desert, pretty much kind of lost me right there. If they make it like the actual games that come out, then that would be legit. Because those I got really into, especially Resident Evil 4. Mm-hmm. And if they could make it like anything like the games, that would be perfect.
What about you, Gil?
I only liked the first movie, and after that I was like, "Yeah, it sucks."
I was really hoping that they were going to kick it off like the way the game starts.
That's what I was hoping
to. I've never understood why when they make these video game movies, they feel like they have to put way more story into it than it's art. Like,
then what
it's popular. Yes, there's a reason why people like it. You don't have to mess with it. You might have to put some fill-in in there, you know, for plot twists and stuff. I get that.
Hollywood.
But, I mean, come on, the first Resident Evil... Bravo team goes after Alpha team landed in there. They disappear. They send them in there. They get stuck in the mansion.
Nice and simple.
Survival horror. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Very scary. When they did it on the GameCube, it was awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Setting up the story, like for the movie, like the very first movie. So, okay, it's understandable. Like she wakes up in like Raccoon City or wherever she's at.
So the first movie is the one that's closest to the game.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sort of. So do you like the first movie or are you kind of
It was kind of.
It was pretty good.
It was acceptable, in the sense that usually origin stories or for whatever reason is going to be. It was okay. Just setting up the story and then boom, it'll take off in the second, third, or whatever. How many they go, and it just went in a completely different direction.
So
completely different.
So do we want the Mila Jovovich? What's her name?
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich. Do we want her back or? Who did she end up being?
Nobody. She wasn't a character at all in the games.
Yeah, but she was supposed to be Alice.
Yeah.
No?
Well, she wasn't a character at all in the games. She was a completely different character.
Yeah.
And then I think that's what also sucked is during the course of the movies,
they would have
in and out, or they would die, and I'm like, come on. Like was Chris Redfield was in there, right?
For a little bit. Same for Claire and Leon.
Leon's huge.
They had like little roles here and there, but they were not like prevalent. It's not like they did a reboot and they did it with like Chris Redfield and Leon Kennedy. That'd be cool.
And they were one of the first ones to start that zombie.
Yeah.
Like the big productions and stuff. They were like probably the first one. And
kind of got it going. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like what zombie movies did we see before that?
Night of the Living Dead.
Well, no, I'm talking about like with the guns at the video. Cause
I don't know. I don't think
it was
really.
It was like the first one.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it was a big miss. I think if they reboot it right, like Hot Sauce was saying, it could do. I mean, do we want to see a good Resident Evil?
Yes.
I would like to.
Of course. I mean,
who doesn't want to see a good
movie?
So
you think, Hot Sauce, that they should, who's the main character in the first one? Is it Chris Redfield?
Are we talking what
the very first Resident Evil game? Resident Evil.
Oh man, like the very first one? Shoot, I don't know. But one of the original stories is them investigating Wesker and where Chris Redfield comes in the entire like mansion or whatever that he's in, along with what's her name, Jill,
mm-hmm.
his partner, Jill Valentine, his partner, and Jill goes out of missing or whatever, and then Chris Redfield investigates everything Wesker was doing, and goes from there, pretty much. So yeah, he would be one of the.
Yeah, I think
first
he is. It's Chris and Jill. They're the first two. The first game.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'd like to see a good little survival horror. I mean, the Wesker.
I think another thing though about it too is that like even the series in Resident Evil, like if you count before 8, so 7 and down, like 7 got ridiculous. If you didn't play it or not, I didn't play it, but like I heard how ridiculous it started getting, and it was just like, wow, really?
No, 7's a new one.
No, is it 7?
7's a new one.
Okay, then 6. 6 is ridiculous.
Yeah. The first couple of them kind of had that Resident Evil like. Yeah. In a city trying to survive, but the story was dumb. And I do remember that in the games, the Wesker. I mean, I remember I used to work at GameStop. There was this book in the back. Man, I wish I would have bought it. It was like on clearance. It was called The Wesker Files.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it was like this thick book, and it had like everything on there. Because, you know, that was the big mystery is how was he getting away with it? He was kind of behind all that bad stuff. And I think if they reboot it and do it right, it could hit.
Oh, for sure. I think so.
So what, you know, talking about video game movies, we're still waiting for Halo to come out.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be working on the Gears of War.
Are they ever going to come out? It's the thing.
It makes you wonder, like, those are some great stories. Why does it take them so long?
Same for Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear, too. That one, forever. God of War would make a good one.
God of War, speaking of, they're going to be coming out with the new game pretty soon.
Norse mythology on that one.
Yeah,
I'm and Star Wars would make a good movie. No, I'm just playing. It's already a movie. So, that's pretty much it for this episode. We have some interesting things I'm sure to talk about next time. As always, you know, we're happy for our listeners. Share us with your friends. Make sure you listen. Like our page.
Like, share, comment, subscribe.
We're on iTunes now. You can actually go on iTunes, search Men of the Cave podcast. It'll pop up. You can subscribe. We have an Instagram.
We do.
What's the Instagram page, John?
Let me see. Give me a second.
We have a Facebook page, which we've had for a while, which is Men of the Cave.
It's just Men of the Cave.
Yep.
For the Instagram.
For the Insta.
The Insta.
IG. Send us, you know, messages, comments, suggestions, critiques. You know, we like to hear from y'all. Gil, say goodbye, Gil.
Goodbye, Gil.
Hot sauce.
See you later.
Now he wants to play the music.
Game of Thrones.
Is there any John?
Yes.
Say, you know, you want to say goodbye?
Hey, goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, bub.
All right, guys. So thanks for listening. See y'all next time. Hit up our pages.
Yes. Like them. Follow us.
YouTube page coming soon.
Share the hell out of it, please.
Share, like, follow.
Got to make it huge.
Got to make it great.
Later.
Later.
Make the podcast great again.